Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 14th of March 2024. Today's topic is describing the tongue. Our text today is taken from James chapter 3 verses 1 through 6. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Verse 3. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Our memory verse today is taken from James chapter 3 verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. The tongue is a very important organ, though small, in the human body. It controls the vocal power. It has the power of life and death. It has been called by many adjectives: deceitful, proud, crafty, backbiting, blasphemous, and poisonous. Some tongues hurt and damn innocent souls. In our text, it is also described as a little boasting member, a fire, a world of iniquity, and an unruly evil. Does any of the above terms describe your tongue? Then you must pray for the cleansing of your heart, from where words, like missiles, are released to the tongue for launching. Friend, God loves wholesome tongues which speak godly words that edify. Abigail's tongue restrained David's anger. Joseph's loving tongue brought solace to his guilty brothers. Even a stammering but holy tongue like that of Moses can do the wonders of God. God speaks life into us and His word lights our path. As a child of God, if you pray for a wholesome tongue, He will cleanse you. Then your words will be seasoned with salt to edify your hearers. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6. Quote for the day. God loves wholesome tongues. The challenge for today is: pray for a wholesome tongue. Prayer. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.